Blog Talk Radio.
Let me give it a few more seconds and we'll go back on here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You know what? I always forget this part. Like, to view it on YouTube, because I always have like the YouTube screen up. Mm-hmm. See what's going on. All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it here. My name is Eric Lorta, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib, and we have a great show for you today. And if you want to call in and ask questions, 323-870-3857. And we're going to be until 8 o'clock tonight and get you out in time for the pay-per-view tonight, the big one, Beeb. It's the big one.
I already ordered it.
I got to be honest, I did too. We're such marks, man. We did. We're such marks. So tonight we're going to talk about the DAZN Matchroom deal. Apparently, Matchroom signed a 5-year deal with DAZN. We'll also be previewing the Mayweather-Paul fight. But first, we're going to get started with some real fights here, at least one real fight over the weekend. Beep, I am so glad that this fight went the way it did. The way you put the poor mouth on Daniel Dubois.
Well, he FaceTimed me yesterday.
Months.
He FaceTimed me after the fight. You know what he said? What
did he say?
You know that dude Eric that's been talking mad shit about me?
Is that right?
Yeah, he said I'm flying to where he lives, man. I'm not gonna dox you or anything, but he said I'm flying to Titletown.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna give him a piece of my mind. Yeah.
That's about all he's gonna give, because he ain't gonna be able to take what's coming back at him. You know what I mean? He ain't gonna be able to take what's coming back at him, son.
He's pissed, man. I'm just letting you
know. Good, bring it. Like, I'll be out of here before you know it. He ain't going to be here by 8, so I'm going to leave.
he's a big dude, man.
He's a huge guy, man. He's a really big guy, man. So Daniel Dubois versus Bogdan Dinoo. Was this carried anywhere? I caught the replay on YouTube. Was it on? It wasn't on ESPN or anything like that, right?
It should have been on ESPN Plus, but it was.
Yeah, I mean, what else are they showing on ESPN Plus? You know what I mean?
You know what I will say? I was able to watch the card.
Mm-hmm.
That crowd was incredible. They were lit.
They've been locked up for like a year, man.
They've been locked up. It was crazy. Like that. Like the fighters were singing with the crowd, and
that's awesome.
I'm telling
British
you,
fans
these
are the best. If you could watch a fight anywhere, wouldn't you watch a fight in the UK?
I would
be in the crowd in the UK. You know what I mean? I mean, there's got to be nothing like it for sure.
Yes.
Got to be nothing like it.
I actually saw, not to change the subject, but I just want to say this real quick. I actually saw Tommy Fury
mm-hmm.
fight for the first time.
Yeah, how did he look?
He didn't look bad.
He's a pro boxer. You know what I mean?
He admits he's a novice.
Yeah.
His dad admits he's a novice, but he just has a really good attitude. Like he goes, I know I'm a novice. I got a lot to learn. He goes, but I'm willing to learn. Actually, this was like the first fight that he had that went the distance, and it was a good fight.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they're trying to fight. He's trying to fight like Logan Paul and stuff like that. Jake Paul.
Yeah,
that's a tough sell, man. Because I mean, he does have a lot more experience. Another Paul is want to fight anybody that can actually fight. I mean, with the exception of like a Mayweather or something, they're not gonna,
I mean, that wouldn't be.
They don't want to fight this guy. You know,
that wouldn't be a horrible fight for Jake Paul.
I don't think it's a winnable fight for Jake Paul.
No, you don't think he, okay.
You think Jake Paul can beat that guy?
I think it would be a good fight.
I would edge it to
Tommy Fury.
Wow, so you think it's like that close, huh?
Yeah, he's only fighting four rounders, Eric. He hasn't got out of the four rounders yet. He's He hasn't. He's not bad, but he's.
What do you got? 10 fights? Doesn't he have 10 pro fights?
So, a little bit less than that, I think. But let me see. Let me see exactly how many fights he has. But he hasn't gotten.
Fury has. He's saying Nacho's saying 6 pro fights.
Yeah. He doesn't have 10 fights yet.
Yeah, but he's fought against opposition, though. You know what I mean? He's fought against guys that.
Well, he's fought against guys that have.
Celebrities who, you know what I mean? I would definitely give the edge to Fury just because he's been doing it at a more serious climate. You know what I mean? That's
just
my opinion.
I mean, it's a fair point. I would favor him, but I'm not so sure it would be a blowout, in other words. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Also, too, guys, Michael O'Brien says, great broadcast earlier today. Beeb's doing the He's been doing shows all weekend, man. If you guys haven't caught him, go to Ringside Reporter Live and catch up. And he's always got good content on there and everything like that. Does a great job with all the shows, man. So, Beeb Industries, cracking the whip on Beeb, man, making him work, man. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know.
Got a new contract. I have a weekly minimum video.
I got a cushy contract. I'm only here once a week, you know.
Hey,
I mean, but I'm the talent. You know, what are you going to do, you know?
You know, the board of directors, they came down on me last week. They're saying, Beeb, we need a good amount of videos from you each week. Yeah, so I got to pump them up.
Like, you know, hey, we can't ask Eric. He's a star, you know what I mean? We got to pay him the max, and we've got to work in little days. And
well, because you do a lot of production work, a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, you know?
I farm most of that out, I got to be honest. I mean, I farm most of it out.
I'm the grunt worker. I'm the grunt worker, yeah. I'm the front line guy. I'm like the guy at McDonald's that works the fries. You're like the manager that sits in the office.
Notorious DC says, I think Tommy Fury is some type of top operator. No, I don't think he's a top operator. I just think that he's fought better opposition than Jake Paul. I think
I
that he's been
agree.
Doing this at a higher level than Jake Paul. That's all.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, and again, I know he's not a seasoned veteran. I get that. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah,
not what I'm saying. Let me ask you this: if Jake Paul were to go against a really solid amateur, you think he wins?
No.
No. Why? Because they do it every day.
Yeah.
Because they do it every day, son. And I don't care that guy was on a reality show or something like that. Tommy Fury? He was on a reality show.
Yeah. He's like, I like him. I like him too.
Yeah, he seems like a good guy, man.
I really like him.
So let's talk about this this Dinu fight, man. Ended in the second round. Listen, man. Dubois clipped him with a big right hand. He was up against the ropes, clipped him. And, that was it. I mean, it was a second round. The fight never looked like it was in jeopardy. The guy was tailor-made for Daniel Dubois. This was his style of fight. The fact that this was for a WBA title of any sort just lets you know what position the WBA is in right now.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. The fact that Dinu was fighting for – stop it. Just stop. Why do we need an interim when we have a champion? We don't.
We have a regular champion and a super champion, and we have a gold champion.
Yeah. Well, we're still putting that Ringside Reporter belt out here, you know, for people to, you know, fight for, you know? It's like, seriously, man. Like, that belt, that title that you won yesterday, and I'm sure it means the world to Daniel Dubois, in the grand scheme of things, means zero. How do you even get a title shot off of coming off your last loss? Your last fight, you got stopped. How in the world do you get it? I don't understand. This is what I think that's my biggest gripe with this fight. If he wants to fight Dino, great. More power to you. You fight him to your heart's content, okay? But the fact that this was for a title, the fact that either one of these guys was up for a title, especially Dubois after getting pasted in his last fight, I don't get that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a money grab for the sanctioning bodies without question.
Yeah. For sure.
But it is. I mean,
that's exactly what it is, man.
I call it like we see it. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, you can't legitimately say. The only one who's saying Daniel Dubois is a champion today is Daniel Dubois. That's it.
Yeah, but he may not even care about it either. He's going to take it, but I don't think he really cares too much about it either. He still realizes he's got far to go as well. he knows that he's got to rebuild still, you know.
I mean, listen, I'm not hating on him. I mean, it's got to be just an incredible feeling to go in there and win a title no matter what it is.
Yeah.
You know, interim, whatever. And I'm sure, like I said, it means the world to him, but out in the real world, it doesn't really mean a whole lot, you know.
I mean, that's a fair point.
Kevin from Chicago said that his friend had a stroke and got paralyzed from the waist down. Wow, I'm very, very sorry to hear that, man. That sucks, and I hope he can recover from it, man. So sorry to hear that, my friend. Sorry to hear that. And that was pretty much it for the weekend action. I got to be honest. It wasn't great. It wasn't – I am surprised that nobody picked that card up. You know what I mean? I am surprised that nobody picked it up.
It was on Fight TV in the UK, which isn't a real large network over there. I don't think it was on BT at all. I think it was on Fight TV, which is another broadcaster that Frank Warren likes to use. But you would have thought that it would have been on ESPN Plus.
I would have thought somebody would have picked it up. Centurion said, yeah, it's like Robert Guerrero saying he's a six-time world champion. Yeah, it's kind of what it is, you know. Notorious said it's a strange take from Eric. Tommy Fury is basically a celebrity boxer at the moment. Really, what celebrities he fought? There's not any celebrities. Stop it.
To Eric's point, Jake Paul has never fought a registered professional
fighter.
Tommy Fury has fought registered professional boxers.
I would consider Tommy Fury a real fighter,
yeah,
no?
So,
would you consider him a real fighter?
Yes, based on the opposition.
There you go.
I think your point is very well – it's a very well taken point.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying is that he's a real boxer, man. And
yeah.
Paul's not trying to fight a real boxer right now.
He's not fighting MMA guys like Paul is. He's fighting registered boxers.
You know, whether they're good or not, I don't have any idea who his opposition's been, but I know that he's had to train for him. I know he's had to go in there and fight with not a lot of notoriety. You know Tommy Fury, his big claim to fame is that apparently he's got these model looks or whatever. According to Tyson Fury, he's got like really like supermodel type looks, and he was on that one some kind of reality show over there where
he's got a pretty decent social media following as well.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be a bad fight for Jake Paul. It would definitely generate a lot of interest,
Would it generate a lot of interest here though? I don't know that it would. Does Paul's do generate a lot of interest?
It could be promoted very well.
Okay.
This guy is he's a very likable guy. He's a very entertaining guy. He's a very charming person. Like he's the type of person that people would gravitate towards.
Yeah.
He would definitely play the role of the babyface, and Jake Paul would be the heel. It would be a great promotion.
Yeah.
It really would. And John Fury's hilarious. Whenever you see him like being interviewed,
must see TV or what? John Fury is without a doubt must see TV.
Yeah, I like John Fury.
And I love watching him in interviews because he really tells it. He gives you his opinion. You know, whether you agree with it or not, he gives you his opinion. You know,
that's right.
He doesn't
sugarcoat anything.
That's what I like. Good stuff. All right, let's talk about the upcoming fights tonight, and let's see here. Let me bring the schedule up. So we'll talk about the upcoming fights tonight. So Sunday, a little bit different here, man, with having fights on Sunday. And I know we've had PBC has done this in the past. This is not a PBC thing. It's a Showtime pay-per-view. So I guess it is kind of a PBC thing.
Has boxing ever had a pay-per-view on a Sunday?
No. Now,
I've never heard it.
Wrestling, WWF and stuff like that, they have, they have pay-per-views on Sundays or whatever. That's like their big day. But, yeah, this is wild, man. So Floyd Mayweather, Logan Paul in a special exhibition. We'll break that down in just a few minutes. Badu Jack, obviously, was supposed to face Jean Pascal. And, well, we know what happened to Jean Pascal. Tested hot. He's out. And so now Badu Jack is going to fight Dervin Colina. 10 rounds, light heavyweights, throwaway fight, squash match.
Yeah, that Pascal fight would have been a great fight.
That was one I was looking forward to. That would have been one I would have plunked money down. You know what I mean? Given the fact that it's on the undercard, that was okay.
It was the best fight on the card.
Absolutely. Jared Hurd versus Luis Arias, 10 rounds, junior middleweights. I think this is going to be another squash. I think you said the other day that people are saying this is going to be a really good fight. I just don't see it.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that.
It's being promoted as a potential war. I don't see it that way.
No. No. Title Town's own Chad Johnson, former Cincinnati Bengals receiver. He's fighting Brian Maxwell, 4 rounds, cruiserweights, a special exhibition as well. Listen, man, I don't know how Chad – I know Chad Johnson looks good in the gym. I know he can hit the bag, and I know he can punch and everything like that. You know, whether, you know, he's going to be able to box, that I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who Brian Maxwell is or anything like that, so who knows.
Yeah, once the adrenaline starts flowing, who knows what can happen.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's
a different ball game once you get in there and the adrenaline's flowing, the lights are on top of you.
Yep, absolutely, man, absolutely. And I think those are going to be the 4 fights on the card. I can't imagine, like, the ring walks taking place at, like, 11:30 or anything like that on a Sunday. I think it's got to go a little bit early because it is a Sunday.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
There's no big lags in between the fights.
Yeah.
That's where boxing really gets it wrong, when they have those big gaps of stall time in between, boxing matches, and it's horrible.
PBC is usually, you know, PBC, Showtime, and all those guys, they're usually pretty good with this. Swanson and everybody, yeah, they're usually pretty good at this.
I hope so.
What's the McGregor fight 4 years ago?
2017, yeah.
Jeez.
August something. I think it was August 17th or something like that.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Yeah, 2017.
It's insane. All right, well, let's break the big fight down here, man. Let's break the big fight down here. Mayweather and Logan Paul. Mayweather weighed in at 155. Logan Paul, 189.5. Now, if Logan Paul, his limit was 190. If he came over 90, he was going to have to pay like $100,000 for every pound or something crazy. Or it was something really crazy. So he 189.5. That's perfect.
He was shredded.
He was absolutely shredded. I mean, he looked good, man. He looked like an athlete. He looked like he had been doing this for years, man. He was good.
He looks like a real fighter, physique wise.
Listen, man. I mean, yeah, you could put him in a movie right now, and he could pass the part as a fighter, man. Because he looked good, man. He was jacked up.
Floyd looked good too.
Floyd looked really good too for being as old as he is. I mean, he was ripped up, man. He had his abs and everything going. It wasn't like he had that dad bod like he did for Tension. I mean, he looked good. I mean, he looked real good, man. So both guys, you got to figure, is in shape. Paul outweighs him by 34.5 pounds yesterday, so who knows what it's going to be today. I can't imagine Floyd's at 155. That's where he is. He didn't try. I mean, he didn't cut weight or anything like that.
He's not putting on any weight.
He ain't putting on any weight. If he does, it'll be 2 or 3 pounds. Paul, I don't imagine he's going to put on much weight. I don't imagine
he'll be 200.
Yeah, you think so? He had to dehydrate that much?
Yeah, he was dry.
Okay.
When he fought KSI, he weighed 199.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was an official cruiserweight fight.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so he fights at – he probably walks around at about 210. 210-ish.
Yeah, because he's not – I mean, he's a big guy. I mean, he's very tall.
He's a big guy. He's 6'2", you know?
Yeah, he's pretty tall, you know. The fight is being billed as an exhibition. Here are the rules. These are just odd rules here. Per the Florida Commission, there will be no judges. All right, so there won't. If it goes through the final bell, nobody wins. All right, no official winner will be read. Knockouts are legal, though. All right, go figure that one out. A knockout is actually up to the ref's discretion. So, I mean, obviously, the fight can be stopped if a fighter gets in trouble. There will be no headgear for the exhibition. Now, they originally had it slated for 12-ounce gloves. I think both guys said, hey, we want 10-ounce gloves. So now they're going to have 10-ounce gloves, so bigger, you know, smaller gloves, more chance of a knockout. And it will be 8 3-minute rounds.
It's basically a smoker.
Basically, yeah.
What it is, it's a smoker.
Yeah, you know. So, yeah, man, it'll be one of those fights. It'll be interesting, I guess, as long as it lasts. Beeb, so here's the big question. Can Logan Paul actually pull this off? Is there any possible way?
Zero chance. You have a better chance of getting struck by lightning three times in one day than him winning this fight.
I try to think of a scenario where he wins, and I just can't. I just can't see it, man. I really don't. I don't see it, man.
You got a better chance of buying like 40 scratch tickets and winning on all of them than having Logan Paul win this fight.
Now, Floyd is, a minus 800? But I think they kind of took these odds off of the board because there can't be a winner. You know what I mean?
Well, there can be a winner by knockout. So technically what you're betting on is who's going to knock the other guy out. Floyd was last time I checked yesterday, he was a minus 1,000 to win, meaning to knock him out.
So you got to put 1,000 down. You got to put 1,000 down
to get 100.
To get 100.
100 to win 100. So technically, you get 1,100 back with your 1,000.
Let me ask you this now, because this is an interesting question here.
Yeah.
Would you bet $1,000 on Floyd to win 100? Are you that confident that he wins this fight?
You know what my friend and I were talking about yesterday? Like, we were just saying, like would you put 20,000 down on it? I was thinking, like,
because how much would you win? 2,000?
2,000, yeah. I was thinking of, I was thinking about it, yes.
Because, I mean, listen, man, that's the thing, is that anything can happen.
I'm not going to say.
You and I both know that when you throw punches at people, anything can happen, man. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Now, will it happen? No, I don't think so. But 20,000 is a lot of money, man. 2,000 is a lot of money. 1,000 is a lot of money to put down. To get 100 back?
I was thinking about going into the trust yesterday, man, but I said, nah.
That's probably a good move, man. That's probably a good move. I got to be honest.
I just don't see a way this Logan Paul guy could win this fight. I just can't. I can't imagine it.
I don't either, man. I really don't. You know, could he land a big shot? You know, I know he can hit, but Floyd has sparred bigger guys. I'm 100% positive of that.
You want to hear something? You know how you know they did a phenomenal job with the promotion of this?
Just the fact that we're talking about it.
That's number one. But my friend, who's a casual boxing fan, he watches the big fights, right?
Yeah.
You know what he said to me? Text me yesterday. You know what he said to me? He goes, I think Logan Paul's actually got a shot here. I think this is going to be more of a more competitive fight than people think.
Stop.
That's what he said to me. He goes, the kid's 26 years old. He's going to outweigh him by 50 pounds on the night of the fight, he said. He said, and Floyd's old. He goes, one thing I don't like doing is I don't like betting on Father Time. And I said, listen, Floyd's going to play with him. He's going to play with him for friggin' 6-7 rounds. He's going to knock him out with a body shot. I don't even think Floyd's going to hit him to the head that much.
I know. I don't think so either.
I don't think he's going to do it. I think what's going to happen is he's going to knock him out with a body shot in the seventh round, a left hook to the body, and he's going to stop him.
Yeah, I think it'll be a body shot that he stops him with. I don't think – and you know what? I think he takes him some rounds to get him tired. You know what I mean? I think he takes him some rounds to get him tired, and then he goes to the body. But I think he starts going to the body from round one.
I don't know if you remember the KSI fight, but he was gassed in that fight, and that fight was only a four-rounder.
Yeah. Listen, it's a whole different animal. It's a whole different animal.
Yeah, but it's a moral victory for him if he goes the distance. And he could say,
you know, I tell you what, if Logan Paul goes the distance, I would consider that a win.
Imagine him being able to say to his grandkids or his kids, whatever, someday, his nieces and nephews, whatever, I went 8 rounds with the great Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah. Callie King said, if Mayweather loses, that would be a bigger upset than Tyson Douglas.
No, it wouldn't. By the odds, it wouldn't.
But in real life, absolutely.
In my opinion, yes. But
sure.
But Vegas was smart here. They didn't make the odds too wide because they wanted two-way action.
Yeah, they wanted two-way.
They wanted action. They wanted action.
Unbelievable. You know, and people say, well, in like your friend says, well, Logan Paul might have a chance because he's bigger. Listen, Logan's bigger, he's stronger, and you know what? He may even be faster. He may even be. With Floyd at his advanced age right now.
I don't think he's faster.
I don't know. Floyd's in an advanced age. That all being said, it ain't going to matter, man. It won't matter.
I think Floyd could come back to boxing and beat guys like Danny Garcia, beat guys like Keith Thurman. I think he could beat mid-level contenders right now.
I don't think so, man. I don't know.
I could be wrong. I don't think he's fallen off that much yet.
I think he's fallen off. I think he's fallen off quite a bit. You see him in that Conor fight?
He was fucking around.
Come on, son.
Why? Because he says so.
He carried him, and then everybody jumps on that same bandwagon and says, "Oh yeah, he carried him."
Eric, if he said it, I believe him.
No, come on.
I watched the fight. He carried him, bro.
He may have, and you know what? But he didn't look good. He didn't even look good doing it.
So what you're saying is, even when he knocked him out, you could see his reflexes were dulled.
He's shot. His reflexes are shot.
I don't know, Eric.
Listen, man. If he gets in there against a top level guy who fights all the time, put him in there with Sean Porter. You let me know what's up. You know how I feel about Sean Porter. Put him in there with Sean. But you think Sean Porter? You think he beats Sean Porter right now?
I think he'd give him a run. I think he'd give him a run.
Stop.
I'm not saying he would win. He'd give him a run.
Nope.
When you got a guy that was like up here, of course he's going to go down. But I don't think he's going to go all the way down. You gotta look at the division too. Like
wasn't Michael Jordan give LeBron a game? Would that even be competitive?
No, wouldn't even be competitive, right? No, not at all.
No. Even when LeBron when he was playing his first couple of years in Cleveland, it wouldn't have been competitive. Wouldn't have been.
Maybe I'm going a little overboard right now. I gotta reel myself in a little bit. Maybe I'm get a little nostalgic.
People don't get better as they do not get better.
I saw him on the scale, and he looked
good.
He looked good. I'm sitting there saying to myself, I don't know, man. I don't know.
You don't think he can give
Manny Pacquiao beat Keith Thurman at 40 years old.
Manny Pacquiao was busier than Mayweather, though. And Manny Pacquiao had been fighting competition. Mayweather's not fought anybody. He's not fought any competition.
But you don't think he can get back and fight and shit? He'd never be what he was. I'm not saying he'd ever be what he was. But you don't think he'd still be good enough to compete?
No. Because he doesn't have the wheels to do it anymore.
All right.
Okay. He doesn't have the wheels to do it, and he wouldn't have the power to keep those guys off him.
Okay. All right.
You know, power's the last thing to go, and that's not saying he can't put in shots.
I think Spence and Crawford would beat him handily.
Yeah.
But guys like Keith Thurman,
Spence would
Danny
beat Pacquiao handily too. So, Jerron Ennis walks Floyd right now.
I agree. Dog walks Floyd right now. But you don't think like Floyd could give like guys like Sean Porter, Deeney Garcia?
No, Sean Porter, with Sean Porter's style. Oh, he takes Floyd's legs away in three or four rounds, son. No.
Okay.
No way. And then, you know, people were talking about with Canelo. I know they were talking about a Canelo-Floyd rematch. You know how you see it on
the media. Get the hell out of here.
Crazy, man.
That's just crazy talk. You may be right, because Floyd's probably mentally not even into it anymore either. He probably can't even muster up the desire to even try to get back to that. Somewhat close to that level of what he was.
You're talking about a high level there, man. You're talking about a crazy high level.
Adrian Canestra says Errol's
not beating Manny. Errol's smashing Manny's side.
So you think Errol's going to knock out Manny Pacquiao brutally?
Yeah. I don't know if he knocks him out brutally.
You need to stop him.
I told you what that fight's going to look like. It's going to look like Holmes and Ali. That's what that fight's going to look like.
See, I think it's going to look more along the lines of Mikey Garcia-Spence. I think it's gonna go the distance. I don't think he stops.
Maybe. I don't know.
Manny Pacquiao is
Spence's
only
got the
stop.
Power. You know what? Spence's got the power to put him on.
Not one punch power though. Not one punch power.
Yeah, I don't know, man. He wears guys down. Yeah, but like I said, look at the body work he does. And he's going to be doing that body work on a 40-some-odd-year-old man.
It's going to be hard to land those body shots against Manny Pacquiao, who doesn't really get pinned on the ropes much.
You think he's going to – I don't know. I mean, you wonder if he's – does he have the wheels anymore? That's the other thing. Does he have those wheels? When was his last fight was what, 2 years ago?
Two years ago.
Against
who? Against
Thurman. A guy who doesn't fight. A guy who had been off, what, a year, year and a half?
I still think he was getting hit
with right hands in there at will in the middle rounds.
I'm recommending Spence by decision prop. That's what I'm recommending. We're not even
the fight yet. You're already giving your prop bets out.
I already did a beat in the odds of Beeb on it on Saturday.
Nacho said, let's see here. I guess he's talking about Spence here. Didn't drop Danny Garcia. His power is overrated at this point. I tell you what, you get
Eric.
You see him taking shots, man. I'm telling you, his power ain't overrated.
Let's look at the stats, though, Eric. Right? Mm-hmm. He didn't knock out Mikey Garcia. He didn't knock out Sean Porter, and he didn't knock out Danny Garcia. He hasn't scored a knockout in his last three fights. Manny Pacquiao at 147 has only been knocked out once. Manny Pacquiao has only been knocked out once in the last 22 years of his career.
Well, listen, I'm not saying
one
that's
time.
A bad bet. Listen, I'm not
one
saying that
time.
Prop bet is bad. I'm not saying that prop bet is bad, that it goes a distance. I could absolutely see it going the distance. But I could also see him getting shut down early. But you're talking about, you know, you're talking about who, Spence? You're talking about who, Mikey Garcia? You're talking about Danny Garcia, you know, and you're saying that he has a – guys, those guys are top guys. The top guys, man. It's not like he's, you know, fighting washed guys or second tier guys, man.
No one's saying he's not a hard puncher, but he's just not that one punch knockout guy.
I would go along with that. I think you're right about
it. I mean, it took him 11 rounds to get Burke out of there. And the only reason why he got him out of there is because he broke his face.
Yeah. Literally.
Never took him off his feet.
Manny Gatillo said Spence is getting beat Rodney King style. A lot of people picking Pacquiao in this fight, man. A lot of people picking Pacquiao in this fight. Hey, I'll take anybody who wants Pacquiao in a pie bet, I'll take it. Put it that way. I'll take Spence. I don't think there's any way.
I think it's going the full 12.
It may very well be 12 rounds. That's fine, but I don't think there's – do you see any way Pacquiao wins this fight?
Honestly,
yeah.
If he could show a spark of his old self, I don't think it's impossible for Pacquiao. Pacquiao is just another animal, bro. I'm not picking him to win.
Right.
I'm not picking. Is it possible? Is it probable? No.
Okay. All right, I'll take that.
It's not probable. Is it possible? I mean, you were surprised he beat Thurman. Were you shocked?
I was shocked that he beat Thurman. I was shocked that he knocked him down in the first round.
I picked him to beat Thurman. I just thought Thurman was his layoff and just his style.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
But if you listen to that breakdown I did, like, first of all, Spence hasn't scored a knockout in his last three fights, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pacquiao hasn't been knocked out. He's only been knocked out once in the last 22 years, right? And Pacquiao's kryptonite has always been the right hand. He doesn't have to really worry about a straight right hand. He's fighting a southpaw now.
Yeah.
He's got to worry about a straight left. So it has the recipe for a distance fight, in my opinion.
Yeah, okay. I don't hate that pick. I'll tell you what. I do not hate that pick at all. I don't. But now, could Floyd do the same thing? Nah. He's done. I think Floyd, and that's why he's relegated to fighting, you know, exhibitions, which is fine. I mean, he was talking about he's going to get paid $100 million for this.
Yeah, I don't know how much he's going to get. I don't think he's not going to get $100 million.
The only person saying he's going to get $100 million is Floyd saying he's going to get $100 million.
He always embellishes his numbers.
$25,000 expected to be there tonight, though. 25,000 expected to be there. Now, 25,000 is the capacity that they're letting in. Now, I was on StubHub earlier on today, and a lot of those tickets, there was a lot of tickets left, put it that way. Now, I don't know who the actual ticket vendor is, if it's Ticketmaster or StubHub or whatever, but there was quite a few there.
But let me ask you this. If StubHub buys them all, then those are considered purchased tickets, right?
Well, it depends on the vendor. Like Ticketmaster, if Ticketmaster dole out the tickets. Yeah, they didn't buy them all. They're just selling them for you. They're like the middleman to sell your tickets for you.
But doesn't StubHub actually purchase them? Or
that I couldn't. I don't know. Now, like I said, when I went on StubHub, now I don't know if those were tickets already purchased and they're just reselling. Or that's why I said I don't know who the original vendor is. But if StubHub is the original vendor, then no, that I don't believe that would have to be the case.
If someone in the chat can help me out here, I'm not sure StubHub is an original vendor. I'm not sure about
that. I don't know. I can only tell you where I found StubHub.
If someone knows and they can help me out, I'd greatly appreciate it. Because I'm always willing to learn.
Right. Yeah, I think Floyd Mayweather wins this fight tonight easy. I think he knocks him out. I think he stops him. I'm with you. I think he stops him with a body shot because, it's going to be tough. You know, Paulo Costa knocked out Logan Paul in sparring. I don't know. Did you see video of that at all? He knocked him out. He just went face first down.
I did not see it.
Paulo Costa is like a big animal UFC guy, so he's huge. But I think that Floyd's going to have a different way to approach it, and I think he wears out that body early. Logan's never really been, he's not going to be able to take those body shots, especially from a guy like that. Floyd, the thing is, man, I was thinking about this today. I remember in jiu-jitsu, when you would wrestle, okay, you wrestle around and you grapple with everybody. There was a guy in there, he was a white belt, and he would roll over everybody because I think he was like a college wrestler type of guy, you know what I mean?
Okay.
He knew what he was
okay.
doing. He was like a college wrestler type of guy.
Yeah.
Just roll. And it got to the point where you would be like, well, if I could only get, if maybe he could just tap me out twice in 55 minutes, that would be a win for you. You know what I mean? Because you knew he was going to get you. You just were trying to stop him. You weren't going to get him. He's too strong. He's too big. You just knew what he was doing.
He must have had a great set of legs on him.
Yeah. I mean, he could do, he was just like springs, he's a real strong guy. But I saw him wrestle like a blue belt, and he couldn't do a thing with the blue. And he was a lot bigger. He was a lot stronger. Took the guy down, squared right down, and couldn't do anything with him after that. And it was all technique. And that shows you that in everything you do in these type of sports and combat, it's technique.
Skill, yeah.
Floyd has way more technique than Logan Paul. There is no way, unless Floyd breaks a leg on the way to the ring or anything like that, he can possibly lose this fight. He's got way too many. I mean, could something happen? Yeah, it could. Is it probable? No. You said we got the better chance of getting struck by lightning three times.
Three times in one day.
Yeah, and I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility,
I got a better chance of waking up in the morning and having Halle Berry lying there next to me.
Are you still on Halle Berry? What about Lois? Yeah. What about Lois, man? She's in the closet still.
She would get X'd out of here in a second.
Wow. That's messed up.
She would get thrown out of here in a second.
That's messed up, man. 706, you're live.
What's going on, you little pussies? Long time no talk.
Good, man.
Manny Pacquiao.
Good. You been watching Tank's videos lately? What do you think about him and Barrios?
He's been in fucking shape for like months, so Tank's doing good, man. But what do you guys think about Manny versus Algeri? He didn't knock Algeri out, remember? And Spence knocked him out fast, like five rounds. Remember that, Beeb?
Yeah.
Remember that, right?
I do remember that, correct.
He knocked out Bundu with one shot, too. But lately, when he became the big star, he did admit that he started drinking and shit, started partying. That led up to his crash. And after that, he started dedicating himself. But he said the Danny fight, he wasn't really fully himself. But he said now he's been in the gym since the Danny fight. You're going to really see a different Spence this time because he never really got out of shape after the Danny fight, So, and the Danny fight was one, like after a 2-year layoff, he couldn't have been that sharp, So I didn't really expect him to stop Danny. And Danny's a tough motherfucker. Porter couldn't even drop him, dude. Porter didn't barely even.
So do you think he stops Manny?
No, I don't.
You think he stops
Manny?
Manny?
I think Spence could get dropped. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets dropped by Manny. You know, because Manny's punches come from weird angles, and if he catches him on the shin, and Spence is kind of straight up, his head movement isn't the best. His feet aren't the fastest, so he could get dropped too. Also, something that you guys aren't talking about is Floyd is fucking 45. He's a grandfather now. His daughter's got a kid. He's a grandfather. He's slow as shit. He's going to get hit with some rabbit punches and some hard punches tonight. That's what makes me nervous. And he hasn't been training that much. He's been, like, running and shit, but he's not sparring or anything for this. He's just, like, doing, like, gym work, like, pad work. He's not sparring. Like, he's not in fighting shape. And he hasn't fought in 4 fucking years. He's going to get hurt with, like, some rabbit punches, and a lot of dirty shit's going to happen tonight. Just look out for that. And I don't think the ref is going to be able to catch it, because it's going to be some rookie ref from Florida. It's not going to be some fucking experienced ref, you know?
It's not going to be Kenny Baylor.
Hell no. Eddie Sekma just posted some short midget ref. He interviewed him. He's like a short dude from Florida. Eddie posted the ring girls, too. The ring girls are kind of hot tonight. That's some big-ass booties. If you look out for the ring girls, shout out to LRB for those. But the undercard, man, fucking Pascal, he got fucking called it 4 fucking PEDs. He got called it EPO, or fucking all that shit. That was supposed to be the best fight.
He got 4 different ones. Yeah, Pascal got called with four different steroids. Yep.
Man, Jack has to be the most unluckiest guy. Remember when he beat Lucien Boudet? He fucking popped dirty after the fight, and I thought Jack got robbed in that fight. And even the first Pascal fight, I thought Jack won. And Pascal must have been on that juice first fight, too. And I think when he beat Marcus Brown and Barclays, what do you think about that? I'm sure he was fucking on juice there, too. There's no way he should have beaten Marcus Brown. Dude, he fucking dropped his ass like 3 times. How is a guy that's almost 40 hitting that hard, you know? So it's kind of weird. But, yeah, man, I don't know why was Beef saying that Logan could win or something? Did I hear that right?
No.
Beef says
no.
No, neither one of us think Logan has a shot here. Yeah,
no.
One of us thought Logan has a shot here.
I think something could happen. I don't know what I'm nervous about.
You know,
Floyd doesn't
tell
look
you
like
what, let's
shape at all.
You know, Jason brings up a good point. What about the roughhousing? If I were Paul's trainer, there's no way you're outboxing this guy. What you have to do is outmuscle this guy. Get in close, clinch him. You know, dirty box. Throw your shoulder in there. Move him around. Move him around because you should be stronger. You know, if you have to hit him with a low blow, then hit him with a low blow. If you have to hit him behind the head, then you have to hit him behind the head. It's a fight. You know what I mean?
He was doing that against KSI, dude. That was a rough-ass fight. KSI was getting hit with rabbit punches all night. I saw that shit. And, you know, you guys are talking about it. Go ahead.
I still don't see any chance that he wins. I just don't.
He's going to get knocked out with a body shot. Yeah. Left hook to the body in the 7th round. He's getting put away.
Hey, guys, didn't Ali lose to a wrestler
like
in Japan? Didn't Ali lose to a wrestler? Didn't Ali lose to a wrestler in an exhibition once?
I thought it was. Did he lose it or was it?
It was a draw.
Yeah,
it was a draw.
Okay.
Antonio Inoki.
Yeah, he got. He was using kicks, right? He was using kicks and fucked up his legs. All these legs or some shit. I remember
he
reading.
He kicked it. His legs. His shins were swollen for a week after the fight.
Yeah,
he got kicked so many times in the shin.
That's why those UFC legs have killed those fighters. Let me make one last point, dude. You guys
boxing
are thinking this pay-per-view is worth it?
Hurry up.
Go ahead. All right. I was gonna say you guys are thinking this pay-per-view is worth it. We've been boxing. Have paid for way worse pay-per-views with prime fighters like Canelo versus Chavez.
Everybody,
Canelo,
It doesn't matter if it's worse or not.
Canelo versus Amir Khan. Crawford versus Amir Khan. I mean, Canelo versus fucking Jose Cito Lopez. Think about that shit, dude.
I don't make fun of pay-per-views. I buy them all. How can
still,
I make fun of pay-per-view? How can
I
make fun of any pay-per-view
fair.
If I buy them all?
I know, but we got to be fair because Floyd is like 45. He already paid his dues.
I can't make fun of
you,
any
know?
Pay-per-view. I buy them all. You want to see my Comcast bill?
Not you, dude.
You
want to
see my Comcast bill?
Everybody's like, Floyd is trying to rob us.
I'm a loser.
Prime fighters have been – Beef, let me finish. When prime fighters have been robbing us for years, man. Like, look at a pay-per-view like fucking Crawford versus Amir Khan. That wasn't a pay-per-view. That should have been free on ESPN.
What about Floyd versus Berto? That was a terrible pay-per-view, too.
Let me tell you this. Floyd Canelo versus Billy Joe's gate came out. It was $9 million. Floyd versus Berto's gate was $10 million. So it just shows you the level of Floyd's superstardom. Canelo sold 66,000 tickets, and his gate was still less than Floyd versus Berto. So let that sink into all the fucking Floyd hitters out there, you know? You guys can cry over that tonight.
All right, man.
I'm out. Peace.
All right, man. Why don't you go rub tanks back for a little while, all right, man? You let me know how it is. Nice. All right. Sean, Boxing with Sean says, why waste your money on a circus show? We're sick, man. You know this. Why do you ask me this?
I'm a loser, okay?
Why do you sit here and you ask us these rhetorical questions? You know why.
I am a loser.
You know why, Sean. You know why.
I've gone to legitimate therapy sessions asking my therapist, why can't I stop buying these pay-per-views?
Can't do it.
What is wrong with me?
Can't do it.
There's no pill in the world that he said that can stop me from buying these pay-per-views. I have to use my own self-control. That's what I was told. I was told to take up crocheting in the absence of buying these pay-per-views.
Yeah.
I tried that.
You tried to knit me a blanket. It didn't work, man.
I even joined a bingo club, playing bingo with the elderly at nursing homes. Didn't work. Because you know what I would do? I would run home in the middle of the game and buy the pay-per-views and watch them because I can't stop.
That's how we do it.
I'm sick.
That's how we do it. And you guys act surprised. Unreal. Unreal.
I'm a loser.
All right, real quick, we're going to go to ringside Robert here, 530. Robert, you're live.
Hello, guys. I'm just glad.
Did you buy it? No, I did not.
You
are a liar. You're a liar. You bought it.
Yeah,
no,
come on,
I
it's on
not.
TV. Robert, what are you doing?
Tell the truth. Did you really buy it or not?
No, I did not.
What else are you spending your money on, hoes? I mean, seriously, what are you spending your money on? What else are you going to do with the money?
You just got your taxes back. You just got your taxes back, right?
Aren't we getting a stimulus in July where we get like $500 a month or something like that?
There you go.
It's paid
Dream
for,
on.
Son.
Dream on.
Paid for.
No, I've got some medical things coming up, so I can't do that kind of stuff.
Use that.
Use that. You have fun. You have excess fun.
You're getting a penis enlargement, man. That can wait, son.
No. Oh my God!
That can't wait, Eric.
That's disgusting. Oh my God!
I can't.
Stop it! You know you watch porn.
Jesus!
Spending all the hookers and blow. You know what I'm saying?
All right, go ahead, Roddy. What you got?
Yeah, you guys have been watching too many Miami Vice episodes, man. What can I tell you? Man, yesterday was horrible. No real boxing on TV. I hope next week is better. My God, yesterday I was going through withdrawals yesterday. I actually had to put on DAZN and watch some old fights because there was nothing new on yesterday.
He had to catch up on the fights he missed for not buying DAZN.
Yeah. Well, actually, I watched
Joshua. You watched Joshua Ruiz?
That's right. I did. I watched the first. Yeah. So, no, I hope there's some fights coming up, man, because yesterday was awful. These exhibitions, guys, like it or not, they're going to continue because people buy them. They're making money. And, you know, we can all complain about them and say how horrible they are, but you know what? It put a company like Triller in business. I mean, they actually hired Jim Lampley, I heard the other day. They gave him a multi-fight deal to announce their fights. So you know. these kind of fights are going to stick around a while, whether people want them to or not.
The way it is. Well, as long as we're not getting Spence Crawford anytime soon, you're not getting a unified heavyweight champion anytime soon. You know, these two guys want to fight. What am I going to say?
Yeah,
what options have we got?
Eric, I firmly believe that if it wasn't for Deontay Wilder, we would have a unified heavyweight championship fight. But Deontay Wilder...
Well, of course it would. If it wasn't for Deontay Wilder, we'd have a unified champion.
Yeah.
But they signed that contract.
Yeah. Deontay Wilder had a good legal team, and he actually went to arbitration, and he won his case. So...
I don't know that he had a good legal team. He just had a good contract. He had just had a contract.
Yeah.
And they just didn't abide by the contract. They knew where it was going. They all knew.
Of course they did. Of course they did. The one I feel bad for is Anthony Joshua, though, now, because he was looking forward to the big payday, and Now he's going to fight Usyk, and yeah. Usyk's a good fighter, but that's quite a letdown when you know you're going to have a shot at unifying the heavyweight titles. That's, you know,
Robbie, yeah, he's going to go fight Usyk for $20 million. Yeah, I'm crying over
Robbie,
that.
Robbie, yeah. have you ever seen Anthony Joshua's house?
Yeah, right.
No,
you see
I
the
have
cars
not.
He drives.
Yeah.
No, I have
see
not.
See the girlfriend that Anthony Joshua, you know, was with.
See, you see him flossing with the $1 million watch, and you feel bad for Anthony.
Right.
Joshua? You think he feels bad for you?
Yeah.
I think he might.
Well,
do you think he feels bad for you, Robbie?
No. But anyway,
why do you feel bad for him?
Yeah. Well, hey, Joe, as a boxing fan, I was looking forward to that fight. So you know. What can I say?
Oh, feel bad for yourself. You didn't get the fight. Feel bad for yourself. Don't feel bad for a guy that lives in a mansion.
Hey, I think we're going to get it before the year's over with. I do.
As Anthony Joshua's butler's getting him dinner right about now. You know what I mean? Like,
Anthony Joshua is eating a shrimp cocktail right now by the pool, right?
Hey, good
getting
for
Getting his
him.
Feet massaged good. Right now. Good you're worried
him.
About him.
Yep. You think it's by Amir Khan's wife? You think she's massaging his feet?
I don't want to open up that can.
I'm just saying, man, that was the rumor going around. He was with Amir Khan.
Oh,
that was, look, man, that was the rumor. No, I can't control the rumor. You know, I hear things, man.
That was a very old. That was a very old rumor.
Instead of Ringside Reporter, this is turning into the Entertainment Tonight, man. That's, you know, what can I tell
you? You know, they follow me on Twitter.
Slow it down.
Twitter, so I got to give them something here.
Yeah. Anyway. No.
All right, Robert. Let me jump off here real quick because we got to wrap this up in about just a few minutes here. So,
all right.
We got to get to the news still. All right, my man. He's not watching it, B. What are you gonna do?
He's full of shit. He's full of shit.
Hey,
he'll
guys,
be texting me.
He'll be texting you.
What?
He'll be trying to find
me. What a fight! What a fight, B. That's what he'll be texting me. He's a liar.
Hey, if you guys like what we're doing in the chat, there's a lot of people watching right now. If you guys like what we're doing, man, make sure to hit the like. Get the thumbs up, man. Get us some likes and that kind of thing. So if you enjoy what you're doing and you forget about your real life for an hour, hey, just, man, thank us, man. We don't ask for money. I mean, we do ask for money. I mean, you know. You putting together an OnlyFans account like Floyd, Beeb? Isn't that for strippers? I thought that was just for, like, strippers and stuff. Were they over there getting naked?
Mostly porn stars and strippers have OnlyFans account. I don't know what the fuck he's doing on there.
I don't know, man.
He's buying that fucking fight, though. He's
he's buying that fight, man. Son. Come on, stop.
No way he's not buying that fight.
Yeah, you know he's buying that fight, son.
What's he going to do, walk the dog around the block a couple times?
Yeah, what else you got to do? I mean, really,
what else you
got to
do?
What else you got to do, man?
What are you going
to
do, laundry? What are you going to do, fucking laundry?
What else you got to do?
You're going
to
go fucking mow the lawn? Come on, you're buying this fight.
All right, next week, let's see, next week on ESPN Plus, another top-ranked card. Shakur Stevenson versus Jeremiah Nakatila, 12 rounds for the vacant WBO interim junior lightweight title. Man, Shakur's got to step it up here, man.
Got to do something.
He's got to step this up, man, because he's got all the talent in the world, and he's going nowhere, man.
He's got to do something.
You got to step this up. He claims he wants to fight the big guys, and I believe he does, man. So another Bob Arum special here. Jose Pedraza versus Julian Rodriguez on the undercard, 10 rounds, junior welterweights. Xander Zayas versus Larry Fryer, 6 rounds, welterweights. Title Town's own, baby. Title Town's own friend of the show, Tyler McCrary versus Manuel Ray Rojas, 8 rounds, junior lightweights. I'm going to be tuning in to watch that one. That's for sure. Also, too, on June 12th, your boy, this doesn't have a TV on it, Lewis Ritson versus Jeremis Nicholas Ponce, 12 rounds, junior welterweights. Isn't Ritson your boy?
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, he's your boy. I told you. It is.
That's not on the zone, huh?
No, it doesn't have a thing, you know, saying what it is. So no TV on it yet.
Okay.
All right. So news and rumors here. Matchroom and the Zone strike a 5-year deal, man. Matchroom has left Sky TV. The Zone will be available in the UK and Ireland now. Eddie Hearn is calling this move a game changer. Listen, man, it's a good deal for him, but as far as a game changer, I don't know. It seems like more of the same. Beeb, did you hear anything different about this? I mean, it seems like just they're doing what they've been doing now that
well,
it's been for a longer time.
Joshua's got one more fight left with Sky. My only thing is, what are they going to do with Joshua? And are they going to do some one-off pay-per-views with Sky Sports?
Well, Sky Sports. Yeah, I wonder.
That's my only question.
Yeah, I don't know. At the Floyd Mayweather press conference, Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley was announced. Tyron Woodley, former UFC champion, so that's set for August 28th. I think Tyron has a pretty good shot there. Tyron can fight. He can box. He's known to throw hands, so it could be interesting.
He's going to lose.
You think so? You think Paul's going to beat him? I hope Paul beats him. I like Title Town. I can't root against him, you know? I mean, I'm even rooting for Logan tonight, man. I don't think he's going to do it, but I'm rooting for him, man. He's from Title Town.
I'm rooting for Logan, too.
He's from Title Town, son. Yordanis Ugas has been named super champion by the WBA.
I heard some things.
I heard some things, too. Now, why has he been named super champion? Well, because Manny Pacquiao was named champion in recess, whatever that means. And now they're going to try to reinstate Pacquiao as the champion when he fights Spence. So
they will do that too.
Of course they will. Yeah, of course they will. Of course they will.
There's no doubt. Man. There's no doubt in my mind that they won't do that.
How about Ugas instead of fighting Spence for the title? Now he's going to fight Pacquiao, and now really Ugas has no title.
Well,
he can't defend a super championship.
Well,
or a franchise championship. Who knows? Who can keep
on? No, that's
WBC. You can't defend the franchise belt or lose the franchise belt. Now, the super champion, who knows? I don't know.
No, the super champion, you can win and lose that.
He's the super duper champion. So there you go.
Yeah, well, he's not going to be the super champion for long.
Oh, stop it. Jim Lampley signed a Triller deal. He signed a deal with Triller. His first call will be, whatchamacallit, on the Kambosos fight, the Kambosos Teofimo fight where Chandler Evans is going to take that pie?
Yeah, he's going to take that pie.
Yeah, he's going to take that pie. He's going to take that pie big time, son. People actually giving Kambosos a shot, man. He's got no shot, son. I can't be any more clear.
I don't want to be disrespectful, but you got a better chance of getting struck by lightning in the same day four times.
Wow. Logan Paul. He's got further odds than Logan Paul.
Yeah, worse odds than Logan Paul.
Macha Selesky pulls out of the Jaime Munguia fight. They were scheduled to fight here in June 19th, I believe. And the second time Selesky's pulled out a fight, just pulled out for undisclosed reasons. So didn't really give an answer. He just said, I'm out. You know, so that fight ain't taking place again.
I'm not feeling it.
I'm just not feeling it.
Not feeling it, man.
What am I going to do? All right, quickly, last call here. We're going to go to Georgie, 508.
From this day, you'll be my new fool.
3 minutes, make it a quality.
Hey, yo, what's happening, people? Morning, mate, baby. What round you got him?
They showing that fight at Rikers?
I don't know somehow we're going to be able to watch it, baby. Listen.
God's got you on lockdown, huh?
What round you got him? What round you got him?
Huh?
What round you got Money Made? It's going to be a knockout. You guys predicted a knockout.
I said seventh round.
Fourth or fifth round.
I'm saying seventh round. Eric's saying fourth or fifth.
Four
I'm saying
five.
Seventh. I got him in seven.
That's why everybody that knows boxing is talking about eight down. There is no way that he should make the distance. So if he make the distance, what that prove? The money made.
There's no way he
way
can go
out.
The distance.
He should not, right?
I don't think he should make the distance. I agree with you.
But that's gonna be like a gate. He's going to let you know. But I don't know. What I'm trying to ask is what you think he means. If he makes the distance, that means that this man is picking up the sweet science like that. It's one of the greatest.
No. If he goes the distance, so I think it's more of a – I think if he goes the distance, I think
it's
showing you how much
they're getting on
slipping.
Shit.
It's a win.
It's
a win
if
he
goes that distance, though. I'll tell you that.
In my opinion.
Mine, too.
It'd be an embarrassment.
That's what I
feel
like. If he can make the distance, that will pull up a lot and not going to stop his train. He gets stopped, maybe stop his train a little bit. Who knows? So at the end of the day, he's going against Mayweather. So it could be a win-win situation regardless. And that crazy. Yo, it's true that he's getting $100 million Mayweather guarantee?
I don't think so.
That's Mayweather saying that, nobody else.
None of these figures have been confirmed by anybody except for him.
Aaron Daly, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it.
The only thing that is confirmed that these YouTubers are making numbers. They're putting M's in the boards, big M's.
Georgia, I'm gonna make a statement right now, and it's gonna be a controversial statement. This will be the most illegally watched fight in the history of
100%, 100%
combat sports.
Yep.
In my opinion,
you and I paid for it, so we ain't gotta worry about that, Beeb.
I ain't gonna worry about
I
that.
I just
want
to make clear to you,
Georgie, I gotta cut it short. Hey, Georgie, I gotta cut it short here because we gotta wrap up. It's about 8 o'clock, and I want you guys to get out of here and watch a pay per view if that's what you're gonna do. So, guys, let's see here. That'll do it for this edition of Ringside Reporter. You can always catch Joe Habib on Twitter at jhabib1. Our YouTube channel is ringsidereporterlive.com. I'm at ringside73 on Twitter, and we will catch you guys probably sometime this week. We'll give a review of the fight and all that other good stuff, but we'll probably have some shows this week, all right? So we'll catch you. Let's see you when we see you, all right? That's that. That's that.
See you when you see you. That's
right.
All right, man. Let's get out of here.